Doubt not, fear not, Elder L. Ray L. Christensen, L. Ray L. Christensen, Conference Report, April 1969, pages 39-41, My brothers and sisters, I should like to say something that might be helpful to those among us who are weighed down with trials and difficulties and disappointments and tribulations, and to them I say, doubt not, fear not, the gospel plan, the gospel of Jesus Christ embraces every principle, every law, and every ordinance necessary for us to meet any condition in life and for the ultimate success of each of us. The teachings of Jesus warm the human heart, his doctrines enlighten the mind, they designate the proper course. Foremost among his teachings is the recognition of God as our Father. Jesus prayed to our Father and asked that all men do likewise, and that we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He taught that by conformance to the plan of our Father, given through Jesus Christ, each of us can achieve a divine destiny. It is the only plan by which genuine peace of mind can be found. Indeed, it is the only plan that leads man to salvation and exaltation. This plan was presented to us in our pre-existent state, and each of us gladly accepted it. As part of it, we understood that in mortality we would most likely experience sorrow as well as joy, pain as well as comfort, disappointment along with success, sickness as well as health, because it is necessary for our development. The Lord permits the bitter to be mixed with the sweet. He knows that our individual faith must be tested in adversity as well as in serenity. Otherwise, that faith may not be sufficiently developed when a condition arises that can be met through faith alone. Encouragement in adversity. The Bible says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small, even in times of trouble and tribulation. The gospel of Christ offers encouragement and gives assurance. I am always lifted in spirit and given greater hope by the words of the great hymn, how firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, you who unto Jesus, for refuge have fled, when through the deep waters I call thee to go, the river of sorrow shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid, I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. Brothers and sisters, you and I are never alone, the Lord will not forsake us. Let us not forsake him. We are God's children, and he, our Father, has a personal concern for each of us. He has promised that they who are faithful in tribulation and adversity shall be more greatly blessed. Teachings from Liberty Jail. Let us consider for a moment the plight of Joseph and Hiram Smith, who, with their companions, were incarcerated in Liberty Jail through the winter of 1838 and 1839. They were confined in one room with two small windows. No provision had been made to heat the room. There was no chimney to draw out the smoke. The brethren slept on piles of straw on the floor. Their food was of the coarsest kind. And yet, from that prison came some of the most beautiful and sublime thoughts and writings ever given to the world. They will endure among sacred literature of the church for all time. Here are some of the words of the Lord to Joseph Smith at that time as they are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 122. If thou art called to pass through tribulation, if thou art in perils among false brethren, if thou art accused with all manner of false accusations, if thine enemies fall upon thee, come and know thou, my son, that all these things shall give thee experience, and shall be for thy good. The Son of Man hath descended below them all. Art thou greater than he? Therefore, hold on thy way, and the priesthood shall remain with thee, for their bounds are set, they cannot pass, thy days are known, and thy years shall not be numbered less. Therefore, fear not what man can do, for God shall be with you forever and ever. My, what a lesson, what assurance. Strength comes by courageously adjusting our lives to our trials, and by so doing we are brought closer to God. Elder James E. Talmage gave this promise, no pang that is suffered by man or woman upon the earth will be without its compensating effect, if it be met with patience. Trials can bring blessings. We cannot afford to meet adversities with impatience or bitterness. President Brigham Young taught that if the saints could realize things as they are when they are called to pass through trials, and to suffer what they call sacrifices, they would acknowledge them to be the greatest blessings that could be bestowed upon them, comma without the opposite and they could not know enjoyment, they could not realize happiness. If they should not taste the bitter, how could they realize the sweet? They could not. Dot, if our existence terminated with death, adversities might tend to overwhelm us. But with the gospel as a foundation and with faith in a just God who watches over all, each one may receive the comfort and acquire the fortitude to meet the vicissitudes of life. Doubt not, fear not, to you who are discouraged, to you who are sorrowing, to you who doubt, to you who need help, may I say, doubt not, fear not, the Lord gives to you and to me assurance in these words, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you, seek me diligently and you shall find me, ask, and you shall receive, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name it shall be given unto you, that is expedient for you. But the gospel teaches also that each of us has obligations. Hear also the words of the Apostle Paul to the saints in Rome. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love. In honor preferring one another. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Bless them which persecute you. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep. Build upon the rock. Yes, indeed. The teachings of the gospel enlighten the mind and warm the heart. They give encouragement to the sorrowing and replace fear with courage, with helaman, I say. And now, my sons, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, that when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, and when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon if men build they cannot fall, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.